Black Women in White America was one of the groundbreaking texts in American history and African American and women's studies in the 1970s. It's an anthology of writings by black women, slave narratives, autobiographies, essays, letters, speeches, and eyewitness reports, dating from the mid-19th century to the 1970s. The collection was edited by historian Gerda Lerner and originally published in 1972. Now there's a new paperback edition. Critic Gail Pemberton has a review that begins with a reading.
The instructions are as follows. Never let the word dumb be used in your class or anything said disrespectful of parents or guardians who may have helped the child. Many a child called dull would advance rapidly under a patient, wise, and skillful teacher, and the teacher should be as conscientious in the endeavor to improve himself as he is to improve the child. And I'm always sorry to hear that such and such a person is going to school to be educated. This is a great mistake. If the person is to get the benefit of what we call education, he must educate himself under the direction of a teacher. These words of wisdom about education and teaching and children in life, which are quite timely now, were written by Fanny Jackson Coppin in 1912. Coppin was born in slavery and went on to graduate from Oberlin College. For 41 years, she was the head of the female department, as they called it then, at the Institute for Colored Youth in Philadelphia. Coppin's words are included in this anthology, which is an amazing testimony to black women. Women who, during and after slavery, endured constant indignities and worse to their bodies and souls. Women who fought literally to salvage their own lives and those of their families from the effects of racism and sexism. It's also a gross reminder that too little has changed. As Fannie Lou Hamer in 1971 said, "Traveling around, I found one thing for sure. It's up south and down south, and it's no different." What many of these women survived and what others witnessed are sometimes chillingly presented here. Readers of Toni Morrison's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel Beloved will find the true and appalling story of Margaret Garner, the slave woman who tried to kill her children rather than see them become slaves. Garner's story was the inspiration for Morrison's protagonist, Setha. Harriet Tubman was the woman they called Moses because of her 19 trips on the Underground Railroad leading escaped slaves northward. Echoing Nathan Hale, Tubman wrote, "There was one of two things I had a right to, liberty or death. If I could not have one, I would have the other, for no man should take me alive. I should fight for my liberty as long as my strength lasted, and when the time came for me to go, the Lord would let them take me." Tubman, who never lost a passenger on the railway, died at the age of 90 in 1913. We read about the lives and goals of 20th century women, like Mary McLeod Bethune in her begging letters, as she called them, fundraising for Bethune-Cookman College, and Daisy Bates, a tireless and legendary NAACP activist who movingly details agonies faced by the 9 black teenagers who integrated Central High School in Little Rock in 1962. Regardless of the century, the concerns of black women in white America are those we greet daily in newspapers, on radio, and television. We read of the persistence of racial prejudice and sexism, poverty, poor education and health care, physical and psychological abuse, and humiliation. Equally significant is that so many of the writers are resolved to persevere against injustices of all kind, to leave a better world for their children and a written record, a history, for those children to never forget. We might ask what the republication of an anthology, now 20 years old, can say to us. For one, it offers us an opportunity to recognize that race relations today, for better and worse, have their sources in the past, and if we are to change things for the better, we need to know that past well. Black Women in White America provides a good starting point for those eager to understand just how the dimensions of race and gender are at the core of American history.
Gail Pemberton is Associate Director of Afro-American Studies at Princeton University and author of The Hottest Water in Chicago, Notes of a Native Daughter.